You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
As we prepare to celebrate National Women's Day tomorrow, we are going to catch up with a woman who is in the business of helping other businesses, particularly startups, thrive. Her name is Heka Kanameya, and she's a startup advisor and founder of Season 7 Consulting. Heka, thanks so much for your time. So tell us more about your business.
Season 7 Consulting was established in 2021, so last year. The business is just over a year old. The business was really born out of my entrepreneurial journey, or the struggles that I faced as a young entrepreneur going into business and not really having any formal business or financial training, but still entrepreneurial-minded and great ideas, you know, that I wanted to, you know, go into and actually launch as a business. So previously to Season 7 Consulting, I co-owned a business, and the journey was really tough becoming an entrepreneur, and just for that reason that I didn't have the training. So thereafter, I took a little bit of a sabbatical and started Season 7 Consulting, which primarily focuses on consulting small businesses and startups, but not only startups, also existing businesses are looking to grow and develop and launch their business and projects within.
All right. So, I mean, you're fairly a new business. How would you say things are going?
Well, in the current climate, of course, I think most startups, most small businesses are finding it challenging. But what I really am enjoying about the specific time that we're in at the moment is just the opportunities that social media has to offer us to grow, and that there is still this, I'm not sure if you're aware, but there's there's something happening called the Great Resignation. And something that I also read up a while ago about is a business boom, which I found really hard to believe in this time. But there is currently a business boom happening for various reasons. And that could be, of course, due to COVID and the effects thereof. And then also, as I mentioned, the Great Resignation. So what it really speaks to is that there are a higher number of individuals resigning from their full-time jobs to start a business, or you know, to start their own business. So to answer your question, how is business going? Of course, with most startups and most small businesses in South Africa, it is challenging. But there are amazing opportunities, and I do believe if you are in it for the right reasons, you have, you know, you're wanting to help individuals and really have a great business idea, and you understand who your target market is, then there are many opportunities where you can make a great success of your business.
Mm. Interesting you talk about the Great Resignation. I mean, there's a whole lot of conversations as to whether it's happening here in South Africa, just given how bleak our employment situation is, where, I mean, we're sitting with record unemployment. So are you saying that it is happening? Tell us a bit more about what you see there.
Yes, 100%. So not to the same extent that we're seeing in the U.S., where just in terms of some statistics, is they reported over 20 million resignations in the first month of this year alone. But, of course, we're not seeing the same happening in South Africa, but we are seeing it more within the, I would say, more experienced, professional and specialist fields, whereby, you know, they've already done, you know, their time in their full-time 9 to 5 and are now looking for more freedom, or, you know, wanting to finally run with those passion projects that, you know, they've been dreaming of for years. So, yes, of course, we do have a very high unemployment rate in South Africa. And just as inflation rises and increases, it's of course, not to the same degree. But there is, we are still seeing a movement. PwC reported globally that 1 in 5 workers are looking to leave their job in 2020, which is, of course, you know, one of the main reasons why we're also seeing this business boom happening at the moment, where many individuals are starting up businesses or looking for additional forms of income to an existing job, but they had their salary cut, for example, and so looking for you know, ways in which to increase their income monthly.
So you're saying that you consult some of these businesses that are starting out right now, that are part of this business boom? These are your clients. So what are you telling them? What are the main areas that you see in your consultations with them that you can add value for their pursuit of ultimately getting established and growing?
Thank you for that question. I think there's a lot of confusion, and also, the term business consulting and startup consulting, there's so much within that. You know, where do you begin? How do you, if you're in the shoes of the startup or the individual, the aspiring entrepreneur that wants to now start a business, how can I add value? How can I, really help you along this newfound, a first-time entrepreneurial journey? And I think it goes back to where I started, going into business and not understanding and knowing, what do I need to know? What is out there just in terms of equipping me to be able to successfully or even just go into the entrepreneurship journey with more confidence. And that is, as simple as, I say sometimes just, draw me a picture. If you don't understand, draw a picture. And that is exactly the route that I take with my consulting. Is I developed a model called the 14 basic elements of business design. So I really try to simplify what seems complicated. And often people, say, create a business plan, or start a business. But, if you have been in a professional job for most of your life and you haven't had business training, where do you begin? Yes, you can Google, but I've been in those shoes where, I had a business coach say, create a business plan, I'll help you. But you don't really get the right direction or just in terms of the field that you're in or the guidance to really just break it down and make it approachable for someone that's never started a business before. And so that's what I try to do with my basic elements of design, 14 basic elements of business design, that touches on simple things such as, your concept. What is your business concept? Let's start there. Then we look at, understanding the industry that you're about to start a business in. Do you understand it? Have you done your homework before you start that business? Do you understand, who your target market is? Exactly. You have to have an in-depth knowledge of them and their needs, what they value, before you just go out and start, your new business. We look at finding purpose within business. I think that's really important in the day and age that we're staying in. After COVID, I think also people are starting to realize, the value of time and wanting to really make their time, use it, more value to it and more meaning to their life. And so we touch on, incorporating purpose into your business, not just starting a business to get the numbers through the door, but making sure you do good also through starting your business. And of course, we touch on financial elements, legal elements, and, aspects and matters of starting a business. And we look at design. And so I really break down every aspect of starting a business and take my clients through, each aspect of it through this program, which is an online learning business incubator. And it breaks down each aspect of business and not just showing them, but educating them along the way as they go into starting their own business. And from there, they can build on it as they go through the journey themselves.
And so, as we celebrate Women's Month, what would your advice be to some women who are looking to get out there and start their own businesses or grow their own businesses, just based on the experience that you've had in the space?
Yes, definitely. I think women are amazing. We are multitaskers. We are, full-time working moms. We have the kids. We've, got our family. We've got so many different things on our plates. And, it really is just so inspiring. And knowing that, as women, we can do anything that we set our hearts to. And, whatever it is we want to achieve, even though you've perhaps been working in a full-time job, for 15 plus years, and you now have a dream of, spending more time with your kids and with your family and loved ones and, going into starting a business, I would say the most important thing is firstly is before you decide to, leave your 9-to-5 and start this business, is to plan. And I think that comes easy to most women is planning, because that's what, most of us do most of the time.
Yeah.
It's just I'm stepping out and saying, okay, let me plan for this financially. You know, do I have, at least 6 months of my salary saved up, you know, before just going into starting a business? Doing future mapping is what I also do with my clients. We look at your current role within where you are, or, situation in life, and how do we map a good path, a risk, low risk path for you to get to a point where you successfully launch your business, and considering your financial responsibilities, for example, as well. We also, I would say, definitely say, make sure you have a good support system in place if you're starting a business, and to invest in financial and legal expert support, I would say, is also very important.
Some sound advice right there, Heka. Thanks so much for your time. We'll leave it there. Heka Kanamea, she is a startup advisor and founder of Season 7 Consulting.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.